After a public search, the University of New Orleans has a new president. Dr. John Niccolo was named last week by the University of Louisiana System Board of Supervisors. He succeeds Dr. Peter Foss, who announced his retirement late last year. The other finalist for the job was New Orleans Deputy Mayor Andy Copeland. Niccolo was promoted from UNO Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs, a job he began in 2015, coming from Southern Illinois University. WWNO's Eve Tro sat down with the new president-elect of UNO.
So I want to ask, you came to New Orleans and to the University of New Orleans in the summer of last year. The state has a budget crisis. The university faces a number of very big challenges. What brought you here?
The fact that it is the city's only public research institution makes it a unique asset that really we've, I would say, underutilized. And that perception that I had at that time, I'm even more sure of today. The opportunities here to grow enrollment, to work with businesses and partners and alumni in the community, and to grow our research enterprise here are immense. And I think few institutions have the opportunities laid out on the table like we do at the University of New Orleans. So I think first and foremost, that was something very exciting to me. I wanted the opportunity to make a difference. And I see that opportunity here.
So why hadn't those changes been happening already? Where does the responsibility sit these past several years?
Well, let me go back in time. And I think the institution went through some difficult periods, obviously, with the storm. But there's other pieces to this. The effects of TOPS being implemented. TOPS is a wonderful program, but also affected the dynamics of higher education and enrollment across the state. The state admission criteria and the implementation of that. So those things sort of set the stage. And you asked, where does the responsibility lie? The responsibility begins and ends with the president. And I believe that it's my duty to build a team, to work with collaboratively across the campus to make those changes and make things happen. So it's not that somebody had or had not done something. I see an opportunity to solve the problem that we have today, first by really understanding it. And last fall, we spent a lot of time bringing together faculty and staff to take a look at our enrollment issues, not from the 30,000-foot view, but exactly where the problems are on campus, with what populations, and why aren't we retaining specific students who do take math their first semester versus don't, if they take 12 hours versus 18 hours, and some really interesting data sets. So I think understanding what the problem was a good first step.
So is an enrollment problem different than but also related to a retention problem?
An enrollment problem is really a matriculation problem and a retention problem. We have to do better, and we are, in reaching out to different populations. We're diversifying our portfolio, looking at not just regional students and local students, but we're also going to look internationally, and we're going to look nationally and for out-of-state students, because I think those differences really make us who we are and benefit the students.
They also guarantee full tuition from out-of-state students and international students as well.
That's a benefit, too. So that's diversifying that enrollment portfolio. The second piece is, of course, as you said, is retention. It doesn't do us a whole lot of good to bring the student here and not have not keep them. And it's in many ways far more expensive to not retain them and go have to find more students. So I think we have a significant effort on campus, about 23 different teams working on pieces, initiatives that support both retention and recruitment and are really making a difference.
You came to the University of New Orleans from Southern Illinois University, also where you faced declining enrollment. How are the challenges that you face there similar and different from what you found here so far?
The symptoms were similar through similar kinds of activities and getting people involved. We did bring in the two largest freshman classes in 20 years and had an 8-point increase in retention. And we had the first overall enrollment increase in a decade. That doesn't happen overnight. You don't lose that many students overnight, and you're not going to gain them back overnight. And the other thing I'd say is enrollment is a perception issue. Parents and students are smart consumers, And I think it's our job to make sure that they know what we have to offer and that we follow through with it.
Think about New Orleans high school students and their parents out there listening to the station, which does come to us from the University of New Orleans. And if you could tell them what you see UNO offering them by the time they graduate in 2, 3, 4 years, what do you want them to know about this university and where it will be under your leadership?
I want them to know that we have extremely high quality programs, that our students in the region are employed in areas in music, in art, in accounting, in engineering, and get great jobs. The employability, the value of our degree is very high, and the risk debt load is very low.
80% of the faculty or more supported you as president. The student body supported you as president. At the same time, the other finalist came from a completely different background, more from a political and even business-minded background. Disruption has been a popular theme in a lot of sectors of American life. In politics, we see people saying, oh, let someone come in and run this government like a business. What does academic experience bring to the role?
I really believe the president is ultimately responsible for accreditation, for promotion and tenure of faculty, for awarding the degree to a student, handing the degree to a student. And so understanding that I've been through that and that I'm capable of teaching and researching in the same environment is a value, respected among the faculty, respected among the students. Higher education as an industry, we've often seen these comparisons, is higher ed a business, is it university a business? And I have a view that is maybe a little bit different. In many ways, our practices need to be more business-minded outside the classroom and outside the lab. But once we're in the classroom and once we're in the lab, we're teaching, and there's learning outcomes. That is not a business. And I think that's where it really becomes different. We have both things happening in many ways on this campus.
Dr. John Nicklow, president-elect of the University of New Orleans, thank you.
Thank you.
And we should mention UNO owns the broadcast license for WWNO, but the station receives no funding from the university.